Today's daf is Menachas Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezer Hashem in the beginning of a new Masechta, the second Masechta in Seder Kachin, Masechtas Menachas. Now, as you would expect, the primary topic of Masechtas Menachas is a Karban Mincha. It's just a little bit of an introduction as it relates to a Karban Mincha. Now, a Karban Mincha came in many different forms. Minchas Soilas, Minchas Machavas, Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Mafeitaner. There's a Minchas Choyte, Minchas Kanois, Minchas Chavitin, Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Oimer. The Lechem Aponim was a Karban Mincha. The Shtei HaLechem that were brought with the Kiftzei Atzeres, the one Shal made Tzibor on Shavuos, was also a Karban Mincha. So there were many different types of Karban Mincha, all of which will be discussed in great detail here in Masechtas Menachas. Now, the differences between the respective Menachas wasn't just in terms of levels of Kedusha. So when we learned Masechtas Vachim, we saw there's an idea of Kachi Kedashim, such as Chatos, Asham, Oila, Shalmei Tzibor. There's Kachim Kalim. Then within Kachim Kalim, there are different levels of Kedusha as well. Menachas were different simply in the way that they were prepared. So some Menachas were baked, others were fried, some had oil, some didn't have oil, some had Levina. So there were some very significant differences in terms of the actual structure of the Karban Mincha. Again, all halachos and all details that will be discussed throughout Masechtas Menachas. Now, one thing that's very important to internalize right at the onset of Masechtas Menachas is that just like when we learned Masechtas Vachim, we saw that there were four avodos that were integral to the kashrus of the Karban. Meaning, although there were many mitzvahs and many avodos that permeated the hakrava of a Karban, but there were four that were absolutely positively ma'akiv. Meaning, if you didn't do any one of those four, the carbon would be possible. If one of those four were done with the machshava hapiselis, it would render the carbon possible. It's what's known as the dalet avodah sadan. Shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika. Now, a carbon mincha doesn't have any dan. So obviously, there wasn't going to be avodah sadan. But at the same time, the carbon mincha had four integral avodahs, which paralleled the dalet avodah sadan. And those were kemitza, putting the koimitz in a kli, Haylocha and Haktar. So the first avoida ha-ma'akeves that was done with the Karban Mincha was Kmitza. So the Kohen would take the concoction of soiles, of shemen, and he would do Kmitza. Right? We're all familiar of exactly how the Kmitza worked, but the point is he would take a koimetz of the entire Mincha that paralleled the Shechita. After he did the Kmitza, he would take the koimetz and put it into a keli. That paralleled the Kabbalah. He would take the klisharis that had the koimetz in it, he would bring it to the mizbeach. That paralleled the halacha. That's exactly what halacha was with dam, bringing the dam to the mizbeach. In this case, you're bringing the koimetz to the mizbeach, and just like the dam was spritzed on the mizbeach, the koimetz was burnt on the mizbeach, albeit on the marocha, and it paralleled not the haktaras emurim, but it paralleled the zrika sadam. So just like the wadalat avoidas ha-ma'akvis when it came to a zevach, so too the wadalat avoidas that were ma'akiv when it came to a karban mincha. And just like a machshava ha-piseles could impact the Karban, so too a Machshava HaPiselis, as we'll see with the very first mission of Masechtas Menachas, was able to impact the Mincha. Now, there were other Avodas that were done with certain Menachas, Yitzika, Belila, Tenufa, Hagasha, again, all details that we're going to see. But from a very high level, every single Mincha had Dalet Avodas that paralleled every single Zevach. It's Shechita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, Zrika. In this case, it starts with a Kmitza, putting the Kmitza into a Klishares, Haylacha, and not Zrika. In this case, it was going to be Haktara. So Masechtas Menachas dives right into the depths of the lumdus of the Mincha. It's interesting, the first 25 blad or so, Masechtas Menachas actually parallels many of the sugyas that we learned in Masechtas Zvachim. Some sugyas are verbatim, literally word for word, as we're going to see. Daf Beis and Menachas is literally, almost verbatim, Daf Beis and Zevach, although obviously you're replacing Oilas and Chattas and Pesachs and Shlomims with some of the different types of Menachas that are going to be discussed. I think the plan, Be'ezus Hashem, is that at least for the first part of Masechtas Menachas, to chazer over some of the lumdus, some of the ray that we spoke out when we went through Masechtas Zvachim. I think it's definitely something that bears repeating, and it's lumdus that's, I think, kedai to go through again, whether it's the lumdus of Shaloi Lishma, the Priskurovs, Machshava HaPiseles, whether it's the lumdus of Machshavas Pigal, of Stama Lishma, so a lot of the halachas that we went through and some of the ray that we spoke out, the Gemaras are going to literally repeat themselves here, albeit in the context of Menachis, and the plan is, again, Be'ezus Hashem, to go through it again. But before we start Masechtas Menachis, just a little bit of an introduction. And that is that Yecheskel Hanavi said Nevuah about the third Beis HaMikdash. So if you go through the Sifrei HaNeviim, there's many different Nevi'im that spoke about the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech spoke about the Beis HaMikdash and Sefer Melachim. You have Sefer Chagai talks about the Beis HaMikdash. Sefer Yecheskel talks about the Beis HaMikdash. Interestingly, not all Nevuas are described in the same Beis HaMikdash. Melachim Aleph discusses the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. It's discussing Bayis Rishon. Chagai discussed Bayis Sheni. Yecheskel discussed Bayis Shlishi. The context over here is Yecheskel Perek Mem Gimel, where Yecheskel HaNavi is talking about what will be when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. You'll have the Bayis HaShlishi, and Korbanos are going to be brought. Says Yecheskel HaNavi, V'hoyu b'yoy mashmini v'holo, Yasu ha-koyhanim ala mizbeach es oylo yiseich ha-ve'eshal meichem. When there's a mizbeach, the koyhanim are going to bring korban. It's oylo and shlobim. V'rotzisi eschem no'um Hashem alikim. It says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when the koyhanim are going to bring those korbanos, V'rotzisi eschem. What does v'rotzisi mean? It says Rashi, Loshin rotze. Hashem says, I'm going to be merutza. I'm going to be appeased. I'm going to appreciate. I'm going to have a nachas ruach from the korbanos that are going to be brought. So again, v'hoi b'yoy mashmini v'holo, yasu ha-koyanim ala mizbeach, es oyloi seichem ve'esh shalmeichem, v'rotzisi eschem no'um Hashem alikim. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Sefer Yecheskel, on the words v'rotzisi eschem, says one word. V'rotzisi eschem says the Gaon b'menachas. Amazing. Poshet, the Pasuk is saying, the Kehanim are going to bring Oyloi Seichem the Eshal Mechem, V'rotzisi Eschem then is going back on the Oylos and the Shlomo. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's not the Pshat. V'Oyloi Seichem the Eshal Mechem L'chud, and V'rotzisi Eschem L'chud. What's V'rotzisi Eschem? Hashem says, how am I going to be Merutza? I'm going to be Merutza with the Menachas. I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, who told me, B'Shem Ramosh Shimon Shapiro Shlita, who said a beer nifla in the Vilna Gaon. This is a one word gra tucked away in his Pirush on Sefer Yecheskel. Perik Mem Gimel. You can go through this Gaon 100 times and not realize what's going on over there. Rav Moshe Shimon said that the Vilna Gaon is giving us a Marganisa Tava. In fact, it's a Grola Shitasai. There's something that he wrote, Ba'arichas, in two places. And Perik Tfilas HaShachar, that's the fourth Perik of Masechtas Brachas. And Perik Yitzias HaShabbos, that's the first Perik of Masechtas Brachas. And the context of Masechtas Shabbos. And the context over there is the... context over there is Tfilas HaMincha. So the Vilna Gaon is discussing Tfilas HaMincha. And we know that Tfilas HaMincha is the Ma'ula Shebet Tfilas. It's the most chashiv of all the Tfilas. And the Vilna Gaon is giving a beer. He's explaining a little bit, why is it that Mincha is more chashiv than Shachris and Mincha is more chashiv than Ma'ariv? Says the Vilna Gaon, a davar nifla, v'ru'uyin advarim l'misham. Says the girl. We know that Tfilas Shachris was instituted connected to Talmud Shal Shachris. Tfilas Mincha was instituted keneged the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbein. It's true. The Gemara says that. But says the Vilna Gaon, I'm going to give it to you level two, a little bit deeper. Tfilas Shachris was instituted keneged the Haschala of the Akravas HaTalmud. Tfilas Mincha was instituted keneged the Soif, the Gemar, the Hashlomo of the Akravas HaTalmud. There were two Karbonis Talmud that were brought. The Karbon Talmud was a whole production. Tfilas Shachris was instituted keneged the beginning of the Talmud Shal Shachar. Mincha was instituted keneged the end, the Hashlomo of the Talmud Shal Bein Rabbein. He says the reason is because the Gemara says that you're supposed to daven Yiro'ucha Im Shemesh. That's the Makar to davening Shemen Esu with the Netzachamah. That's the Minig Avasikin. It's Yiro'ucha Im Shemesh together with the sun. So you daven Shachris when the sun rises, and you daven Mincha when the sun sets. The sun rose with the beginning of the Karban Talmud. So therefore, the Tfilas Shachris was connected to the beginning, the Shchit of the Karban Talmud, the Avodah Saddam of the Karban Talmud. That's what it corresponded to. But you're supposed to daven Mincha at the very end, when the sun is starting to set, which would correspond to the end of the Hakrava of the Karban Talmud. The Karban Talmud had to be brought still during the day. Aleh Hashlem Kol Karbanos was the last Karban that was brought, but it was being brought as the sun was setting. What part of the Talmud is being brought as the sun is setting? The end, the Hashlama of the Karban Talmud. So it's true that both Tfilas correspond connected to Tamidim, but it's different parts of the Talmud. Shachris is connected the beginning, the Haschal of the Talmud Shal Shachar. Mincha is connected the Gemar. It's connected the Soif of the Karban Talmud. What was brought at the end? What was the Hashlama of the Karban Talmud?
wasn't the Zrika.
It wasn't even the Akhtaras Emurim. It was the Minchas Nesachim. Together with the Oilas Sibur, there was always a Karban Mincha. Every Oila had a Mincha that came along with it. There was Nesachim, but there was a Mincha. There was a Minchas Nesachim. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you're, the real time to daven Mincha is Yiruuchem HaShemesh, Kineged the Tomet Shalein Arbayim. What part of the Tomet Shalein Arbayim was brought in HaShemesh? It was the Minchas Nesachim. Tfilas Mincha, says the Gaon, was Kineged the Karban Mincha. It's not a coincidence that it's called Mincha. It's Mincha Miloshim Mesechtes Menaches. It's Mincha Miloshim Kineged the Minchas Nesachim. That's the rest of the story. Either way, says the Vilna Gaon, with that Hakdama, you can understand why Tfilas HaMincha is the Me'ula from all the Karbanos. Says the Gra, and I quote, he says, V'lakach Tfilas HaMincha Tzrichim Lizar Ba Yoyser Mishar Tfilas Ki Hi Nikva Bezman HaMincha V'HaMincha Hi Ritzuya Yoyser Mikol HaTfilas V'Mikol HaKarbanos says, you want to know why the Tfilas HaMincha is the most chashuv, and a person's supposed to be the most careful with, because it's connected to the Karban Mincha. And the Karban Mincha was the Me'ula Mikol HaKarbanos. It's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the most ratzoin, the Mincha Hi Ritzuyo Yoyser Mikol HaTfilos Mikol HaKarbanos. There was nothing that was Mirutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the Karban Mincha. It's for that reason Tfilas HaMincha, which is Kenaga, the Karban Mincha, is also the most Ritzuya Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This man of Mincha is the most Eis Ratzah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most Mirutza from Tfilas Mincha. Why? Because it's Kenaga, the Karban Mincha, and there's no Karban that's more Ritzuya Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Vilna Gaon, quote, than the Karban Mincha. Either way, as said Rav Moshe Shimon, it's the Goyin L'shitasai, Haflu Vafela. Which Karban is the most Merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Karban Mincha. V'rotzisi Yeschem, says the Goyin, one word, the Menaches. V'rotzisi, like Rashi says, Miloshin Rotzoin. Which Karban gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most? Which Karban does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the most Nachas Ruach from? It's the Karban Mincha. Oh, being that it's the Karban Mincha, that's why the Goyin Taitz, V'rotzisi Yeschem, L'shitasai. Which is the most Ritzoy L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Dafka the Karban Mincha. My Shimon Shtel Tzu, another pasuk. And that is in the beginning of Sefer Malachi. Now, Sefer Malachi is one of the Yud Beis Nevi'im. In fact, it's the last of the Trei Yasar, the last of the Nevi'im in Nach, is Sefer Malachi. Who was Malachi? Chazal say Malachi was Ezra, which means that Sefer Malachi was written circa Golos Bavel, Golos Parasumadai, the beginning of Bayesheni. It's right around that time. That's when Sefer Ezra was written, and Sefer Malachi was written. And Sefer Malachi, if you read it, it's very, very strong medicine. It starts with very, very strong teichacha, and Malachi is talking to the Kayanim, and he tells the Kayanim, because of corruption that clearly is going on in the Beis HaMikdash, that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your karbanos. Hashem doesn't want your karbanos. I'll just read to you some of the psukim. Some of the most famous psukim in Nach, incidentally, are tucked away in Sefer Malachi. Magishem al mizbechi lechem magul. You're bringing to me lechem magul. Va'amartem, and you wonder, b'magel nucha. You're treating the Shulchan Hashem as if it's bezoyin. Apparently, the Kayanim were bringing the inferior karbanos. That's what they were taking—the worst animals they had—and that's what they were bringing at karbanos. So Malachi famously says, "Hakriveu no lefecha secha." Try giving that to your officers, to your local governor. Is he going to be okay with it? Why are you giving it to me? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk goes on and on and on. Says Malachi, mi gam bochem v'yiskot lo sayin, v'lo yisairu mizbechi chinam. Ein li chefetz bochem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mincha lo yertza miyatchem. I don't want your menachas anymore. Said Rav Moshe Shimon, why u'mincha lo yertza miyatchem? Why not oyla lo yertza miyatchem? Why not shlomo lo yertza miyatchem? You know what Malachi was coming to say? That even the mincha, which is Ritzuya Yoyser Mikol HaKarbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'rotzisi Yeschem, it's the most gewaldige Ritzuya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from all the Karbanos that are brought. It's the Karban Mincha. Even that, says Hashem, even U'mincha Lo Yertze Miyetchem. It's interesting, if you go through Sefer Malachi, so towards the end, in Perek Gimel already, Malachi gives words of Nechama. And one of the things that Malachi says is that Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to accept your tshuva, and if you do things right, va'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei oilam v'chashanim kamenias. What's going to happen? It's going to be Ziz again. What's going to be Ziz? Va'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda. It's all in the Menachas. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want your Mincha. And then it's going to be Varvel Hashem Minchas Yehuda. But the bottom line is that the sweetest, literally, the sweetest, that's what Varva means, Vaharavna, the sweetest carbon of all the carbonos was the carbon Mincha. Hafla v'fela. Shailos, why? What's the beer at Varva? Why should the Mincha be Ritzuya Yoisa Mikol HaKarbonos? But I think the pshat is very, very poshut. And that is based on a Gemara in Mesechtes Menachis, Daf Kuf Dal Ramad Beis. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Man Nishtanis Mincha, Shenemra Ban Nefesh. If you take a look at all the Karbonos, go through the parish of the Karbonos, there's something unique about the Karbon Mincha that you don't have by any of the other Karbonos. The parish of the Menachis begins, V'nefesh ki sakriv Karbon Mincha Lashem. It begins with the word Nefesh. So, Freit Rabbi Yitzchak, Man Nishtana, why is there the word Nefesh by the Karbon Mincha that you don't have by Shar Karbonos? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Darki Lahavi Mincha, who brings the Karbon Mincha? An Ani. Malani Olav Kilu Hikriv Nafshu Lafanai. When an Ani brings a Karbon, he's not just writing a check. He's literally being Maisa Nefesh. Literally. The Nefesh ki sakriv. He's being makriv as Nefesh. That's what he's doing. And because he's giving up his Nefesh, that's why his carbon, that's why we use the word Nefesh. In other words, Rachmana Libabai. And the Tachlis, like the Rishonim speak out when they discuss the Seder Karbanas, is not just to take an animal and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea is for a person to physically be Maisa Nefesh, to think while he's bringing a carbon. But the point is that what Hashem really wants is Lev. And what Hashem really wants is Mesiras Nefesh. Who's the most Moiser Nefesh from all the Bali carbon? It's the Ani. Which carbon does the Ani bring? He brings the Mincha. He can't afford a bull. He can't even afford a sheep. He can't even afford a goat. He can't even afford a bird. What is the carbon? What does the Ani bring? The Ani goes ahead and the Ani brings the Mincha. Meaning the Mincha is brought with the most Mesiras Nefesh. Being that it's brought with the most mysterious nefesh, it's for that reason his carbon is Ritzuya Mikola Karbonis. It's Pashit. Because we spoke out many times throughout Masechta Zvachim that every mincha is Kodesh Kadashim. So when it comes to a Zevach, sometimes, if Tanoi Lachatas Ashim, the Shalme, but other than that, there's Kachim Kalim, there's different Madragas, every single mincha is Kodesh Kadashim. Why is every mincha Kodesh Kadashim? Because every mincha comes with hearts. And being that every mincha comes with mysterious nefesh, at the end of the day, that's what Hashem wants. In other words, the story of the Karbon Mincha is a story of quality versus quantity. It's a story of Echos over Kamos. When there's a campaign, the Ani writes the smallest check. He doesn't have the funds to clear the bigger check. It's just not something that he can financially and physically satisfy. It's not something he could do. And the Ani can sometimes walk around thinking, who am I? What did I really contribute? What is my tzedakah worth, right? What's my nedava? I brought a little bit of Silas, but that Bissel Shemet, a little Levina. We don't know what Levina is. What is it? I don't even know what it is. A little this. The Gvir walked. He comes with these fancy bulls with horns. He comes in with a meager little silas, some carbs, and that's what he's bringing to the table. He would think, who am I? That's the story of the Menachos. The story is, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. Go through all the Pesukim when the Yidden were bringing fancy schmancy karbonas, but their lev wasn't in the right place. That's where you have Malachi. That's what Malachi says, I'm not interested. Lechem agul. He didn't want it. What Hashem wants is v'nefesh ki sakrif. He wants the lay. That's what it's all about. It's all about what's behind it. It's about being Moisa Nefesh. In our world, you know, it's very hard for us, you know, to judge people based on what's going on in their lay, because we don't know what's going on in their lay. So what we're supposed to do is not judge people. But instead, we judge people based on what they do. But the reality is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Yotzer, we're getting excited here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does Novos Tutzach in hearts, that's how Hashem judges people. And that's why when it comes to the Ani, the Mincha, it's his Mesiras Nefesh that makes the carbon Ben Mincha Ritzuya Yoiser Mikol Karbonos. And if you think about it, that's what Tfilas Mincha is, right? The Goyin said that Tfilas Mincha is connected the Minchas Nesachim of the Talmud Shalbein Arabayim. It's connected the Mincha. What's Pashup Shah? Ask the man on the street. Why is Mincha the most chashuv of all the Tfilas? Oh, because it comes with the most mysterious nefesh. Chakras. Okay, you wake up a little early in the morning. At night, everyone's trying to get out of their house, anyways. Mincha, smack in the middle of the day, you're busy, you're not thinking straight. That's Pashup Shah. The reason Tfilas Mincha is so chashuv is simply because it comes with the most mysterious nefesh. It's not an easy thing to do, right? Especially if you want to daven with a minyan, especially if you travel, it could be very, very challenging. The bottom line is that mincha, tefillas mincha, comes with mesiras nefesh. It's connected to carbon mincha, which came with the most mesiras nefesh. The bottom line is, chazal say, kol ha'isik b'teiras oylas kikru ilik revoyla, kol ha'isik b'teiras chatas For the next few months, we're going to be Isaac B'Teres HaMenachis. Very geschmack in the Masech, incidentally. Very, very geschmack. We're going to be Isaac B'Teres HaMenachis, and it should be Ki'ilu, Hikravnu, Menachis, and we should be Zoicha, Tova Arvul Hashem, Minchas Yehuda, Yushalayim, Kimei Oilam, with the Shonim Kamenirs. And on that note, we begin Menachis Tavbe. Zok the Mishnah. Kola Menachis, we dive right in. Kola Menachis, Shenik Mitzu, Shaloy Lishma. Every Mincha that had Kmitza done, Shaloy Lishma, Ksheirois, the carbon is kosher. Ella, Shaloy Olu Labaylam, Lashem Chay. So although it's kosher, but at the same time, the Baal HaMincha is not Yoitza. His obligation to bring a carbon mincha with this carbon that was brought, and as a result, he would have to bring another mincha chutz. These two exceptions to the rule: mi minchas chayte, umi minchas kanois. So minchas chayte, minchas kanois are the two exceptions. Those are two examples of menachos that, if they were brought shalei lishma, not only is it not olu lebaylam l'shem chayva, but in fact, it's going to be possible. For example, minchas chayte, minchas kanois shek comes on shalei lishma, where the kmitza was not shalei lishma, or nasam bekli, or the equivalent thereof of Kabbalah was done Shalei Lashma. V'halach, or the Halacha was done Shalei Lashma. The Hikter, or the Haktar was done Shalei Lashma. Ay Lashma, the Shalei Lashma, Ay Shalei Lashma, V'Lashma. Or it was done Lashma, V'Shalei Lashma, or Shalei Lashma, V'Lashma. Psulis, it's going to be possible, because Minchas Chayt and Minchas Kanois are the two exceptions to the rule, the two examples where if the carbon was brought Shalei Lashma, not only is it not Alul Bailam Shem Chayva, but in fact it's going to be possible. Ketzal Lashma, V'Shalei Lashma. The Mishnah mentioned an Avoida being done Lashma and Shalei Lashma. How's that possible? I mean, either it's Lashma or Shalei Lashma. Says the Mishnah, very simple. L'shem Minchas Chayte, L'shem Minchas Adav. He had in mind, he's bringing a Minchas Chayte, and he had in mind that he was bringing a Minchas Chayte, but he also had in mind a Minchas Adav. First he had in mind a Minchas Chayte, that's Lashma. Then he had in mind a Minchas Adav, that's Shalei Lashma. Thus, that's the example of Lashma v'Shalei Lashma. What's an example of Shalei Lashma v'Lashma? Just the opposite. He's bringing a Minchas Chayte, and he has in mind first L'shem Minchas Nadava, and then afterwards he has in mind L'shem Minchas Chayte. Either way, the first Mishnah Masechtas Menachos parallels the first Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim. First Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim discusses Kol HaZvachim She'en Nizbechu Shalei Lashma Ksherim Elo Shalei Olu L'Bailin L'shem Chayva Chutz Min HaPesach V'HaChatas. When it comes to Menachos, it's the same halacha. Kol HaMenachos She'nik Mitzu, and it's not only Kmitza, it's all the Avodas. Shalei Lashma Ksheris Elo Here too, there are two exceptions to the rule. What are the two exceptions to the rule? The Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Chanois, all of which, of course, will be discussed in very great detail in the Gemara. But the Gemara begins the same way it begins on Zvachim Daf Beis. Lovely, the Mishnah Elo, listen, Valay Olu L'Bayil L'Shem Chayvas. And the Mishnah says that all Menachos Shalei Lashma Kasher, Elo Shalei Olu L'Bayilam L'Shem Chayva. Freak the Gemara. Why does it say Ella Shalei Olu L'Bayilam L'Shem Chayva? It could have said V'loi Olu L'Bayilam L'Shem Chayva. At first glance, it sounds like the Gemara is nitpicking a little bit. Why does it say Ella? Could it not have said V'loi? Now Rashi over here doesn't really explain what the Gemara's kash is, but Rashi in Masechtas Zvachim Daf Beis gives a little bit more of a beer. He says it's based on the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim that says La'olam Yeshana Adam L'Talmidei B'Derech Kitzar. There's an idea that a person should be mekatzer. Even when you're learning, you should be mekatzer. Thus, to say v'loi would be the lashon kitzara over ella, and as a result, the Gemara is asking why the word ella must be coming to teach me something. Says the Gemara, it is how come Ashmalon labaylam hut l'ayala l'shem chayva, that if somebody would bring one of the menachos that are kosher v'loi olu labaylam l'shem chayva, it's true it's le'olu labaylam l'shem chayva, but ha mincha gufa ksher, but the mincha itself is still a mincha, it's still kosher, meaning Ella shalei olu l'bailam l'shem chayva. The only imperfection with this carbon is that it's like olu l'bailam. But as it relates to anything else, we look at it as a kasha mincha. So, for example, l'may nafkimina, if somebody brings a mincha shalei l'shma, so the kohen did the kmitza shalei l'shma, could he do the second avodah shalei l'shma as well? Do you say once it was anyways done shalei l'shma, what do I care if the second avodah is done shalei l'shma? Or do you say no? Just because you did one Avodah Shalei Lashma doesn't necessarily give you the right to do the second Avodah Shalei Lashma. That's what Ella is coming to teach me. That it's kosher, meaning you look at it as a regular pristine mincha. Ella, with the exception of that one detail. It's not such a detail, but that one detail. That it's Le'olu L'Bayilam L'Shem Chayva, but as it relates to every other halach in the Shulchan Aruch of a mincha, such as the idea that you're not allowed to think Shalei Lashma, that halach is going to apply. And the Gemara says, Kedirav. Amar Rava said it in the context of Zvachim. Oy L'Shashach Shalei Lishma, and Ola, who Shechita was on Shalei Lishma, Asur Lizreik Dama Shalei Lishma. How do I know that? Iba Yisei Masvar, Iba Yisei Makro. Iba Yisei Masvar, Mishani Mishani Ba Kolhani Lishni Ba Menezel. Just because you had a Machshava Shalei Lishma doesn't necessarily give you a right to have another Machshava Shalei Lishma. Vi Iba Yisei Makro, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashan Adarta Lasham Lekech. Alternatively, could be something to happen in the following Pasuk. The Pasuk describes a person who made a neder to bring a carbon. And it says, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashan Adarta Lasham Lekech. If you make a neder to bring a carbon, you have to fulfill what you said you were going to do. Moitzis Vasecha, what comes out of your lips, Tishmar. Thou shalt heed. You have no choice but to observe that. And then it says, Nedava, Freik the Gemara, Nederhu, and Karile. Nederu. So it's correlated neder calling a double. Which one is it? Is it a neder or is it a double? It's more elo. In kamash nedar tosi so yehi ned. We're talking about somebody that made a neder to bring a carbon. Let's call it an oyla. If he goes and he brings the oyla the way an oyla is supposed to be brought, then it's going to be a neder. He'll fulfill his obligation to bring an oyla with this carbon that's being brought. The imlav. If, however, he messes up somewhere along the way, he doesn't bring it exactly the way he's supposed to do it. Nedava. It's going to be viewed as a nedava. Meaning, if somebody is menader an oila, the kayin brings the oila shalai lishma, it's kasher v'loi olu l'baylam l'shem chayva. Meaning, it's brought, but the balha carbon, the one that made the nether, can't satisfy his nether with this carbon that's being brought. Stating that, the carbon is still brought. The way we look at it, therefore, is as an adava, not as a satisfaction of his nether that he made, but as a new carbon. So he made a nether, but the carbon that's being brought is being brought as a nedava. Why? Because it was layal l'bayim l'shem chayv. But at the end of the day, it's a nedava, says the Gemara. Nedava mishar l'shnuyeh bay. Are you allowed to be mishana when it comes to a nedava? The answer, of course, is not. You're not allowed to have a machshava shloy l'shma. Incidentally, how do you know you're not allowed to have a machshava shloy l'shma? So this is read. We spoke at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, and we're going to get to Mirat Hashem in the next few dafin. But Rashi in Masechta Zvachim, Dabbeh says that the makar that you're not allowed to have a machshava shloy l'shma is the pasuk that says lo yichashev. It says in the Torah, lo yichashev. You're not allowed to have a machshava apiselus when it comes to a carbon. Now the truth is, lo yichashev, it says by pigel, it doesn't say it by shloy l'shma. Rashi's cutting and pasting. Rashi's saying that if there's a halach of lo yichashev when it comes to pigel, and we know that a machshava shloy l'shma is a machshava apiselus as a carbon, then it makes sense. It's 1 plus 1, says Rashi, that there should be a loisa say, it should be usur, lo yechashev, to have a machshava shalai lishma, right? The Gemara just said, just to be clear, that not only does a machshava shalai lishma impact the kashrus of a carbon, but there's an idea that you're not allowed to have a machshava shalai lishma. Asur lishnuye be is the lashon haGemara. You're not allowed to think shaloi lishma. Now, how you know shaloi lishma impacts a carbon? That's Gemara is in the beginning of Masechtas Vachim. We're going to see some of it in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos as well. But in the Gemara, it's mavur that it's not just an idea that a machshava shaloi lishma renders a carbon unfit. It's more than that. It's actually asur. Where does it say in Isra in the Torah? It doesn't say you're not allowed to think shaloi lishma. It says lo yichashev. But then it says my machshava is pigel. The lo yichashev of machshava is pigel would apply to shaloi lishma. But Rashi says to me it's a binyanav. It's pashut. That just like a machshava is pigel passes a carbon, and it's therefore asur to think shaloi pigel. There's a loisa saying the Torah of lo yichashev. So too, when it comes to shaloi lishma, if I know machshava shaloi lishma would pass a carbon, it would be asur to think shaloi lishma. It's not pashut at all. The briskerav was meichiach, major lamedus from this Rashi. Again, we'll get to this raid over the next couple of days. Regardless, this is the first Gemara over here, Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says that it said kol haMenachos shenikmitzu shaloi lishma ksheir is ela shaloi. It could have said vila yalu. What's ela? The emphasis of ela is that even though this carbon is going to be layalu l'bayin l'shem chayva, you would have had a havamina, ben havamina, ben benay shal havamina. Then maybe you have a right to go now. You don't even have to treat it as a carbon anymore. It's layalu l'bayin l'shem chayva anyways, so it's a big deal. Maybe I can do whatever I want. For example, I could violate the iser of machshava shalei l'shma. Maybe I could go l'katchila and have a machshava shalei l'shma. That's what ela teaches me. The only significance of the machshava shalei lishma is that here too forward it's going to be like all the bayim l'shem chayv, but you still have to treat it as a carbon. How do I know that? Yibay seim a svar, yibay seim a kra. What's the svar? How does machshava have the ability to somehow allow you to just be mezalzel on this kacha? Yibay seim a kra. Moitzis v'secha tishmar v'asisa kasha nadarta Hashem l'kecha nedava. Anytime you have a machshava shalei lishma, even when it's kashen v'loy all the bayim l'shem chayv, but at the same time it's still nedava. And a dove, of course, you're not allowed to go to katchila and have a machshava shleilish ma. So we'll speak out some raid, but just let's learn a little bit more Gemara first. Says the Gemara, leimit masisim leik reb Shimon. L'chur, at first glance, it would seem that this Mishnah, this very straightforward Mishnah, is not like reb Shimon. Tanya, we learned to the brayz reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, kol haminachish shenik mitzu shleilish man ksheirois va'olu lebaylon l'shem chayfa. In contrast to a zevach, every single mincha said reb Shimon, Shimon bar Yochai, every mincha that's brought shleilish ma is kosher. And it's alu l'bayilum l'shem chayva. We're not going to make the ani bring another mincha. It's alu l'bayilum l'shem chayva. She'ein ha-menachis doymel l'zvachim. And said Rav Shimon, it's based on a lamdus. Because menachis are very, very different than zvachim. So there's a lot of similarities, but there's also differences as well. And as it relates to understanding the oymek of the psul sholei l'shma, the difference between a mincha and a zevach plays a tremendous role. Sha'klimitz machvas l'shum marcheshes. Let's say somebody's bringing a minchas machavas, and he has in mind minchas marcheshes. Not so important at the moment what the difference between a minchas machavas and a minchas marcheshes is. But the point is, it's a different mincha, and it was prepared very differently. As a result, maseh meichichon ala l'shum machavas. So if you're bringing a machvas and you have in mind marcheshes, anyone that looks, any onlooker is going to see, the innocent bystander is going to know, that even though you were thinking l'shem marcheshes, or maybe you even spoke out l'shem marcheshes, but the point is that it's nicker that really what you're doing is a machvas. So the machshav of l'shem marcheshes doesn't impact. Additionally, chareva l'shem balula. If you're bringing a mincha chareva and you have in mind a mincha balula, masem mechichar ala l'shem chareva. It's nicker from what you're doing that it's a minchas chareva, not a minchas balula. As a result, the machshava doesn't bother me. Abu b'zvachim. It's only by zvachim. It's all Reb Shimon talking that it bothers me. Ein ekein kushchita achas l'kula. Vizrika achas l'kula. V'kabola achas l'kula. The shchitas, the kabolas, the lachta, the zrikas, they're all the same. So the onlooker, if you say chatos l'shem oila, he doesn't know if it's maybe it's really an oila that you're bringing. Being that the machshava that you're having or maybe speaking could be confused by the onlooker as that's really what it is you're doing, it's for that reason that it impacts the avodah that you're doing. But by mincha, where everybody realizes that I can make believe that I'm doing something else, but it's so nicker that I'm not doing what I say I'm doing, but rather I'm doing what I'm actually doing, it's over there that the machshava shleil l'shma is not going to bother me. So by mincha, it's nicker, masel mechichon aleh. But by zevach, all the shchitas are the same, all the kabbalas are the same, all the zrikas are the same. Now, is that true? Let's work backwards. Are all the zrikas the same? Of course not. Chatas has to be on the dalet karnois, lamayla michot asikra, all the other kabbalas have to be lamata michot asikra. If it was a knife, the chatas knife had to be lamata michot asikra, this had to be lamayla michot asikra, this mitzui, this hazah. There's so many differences as it relates to the zrikas of different kabbalas. So how could Reb Shimon say, there's no masel meichichimala? What do you mean? If Kayan is doing a chatas and he's doing hazah on the dalet karnois and he has a mind, l'shem shlamim, it's very obvious that this is not a shlamim, it's a chatos. So why is it possible? It should be kosher. As far as the shchita itself goes, there's karbanas that are betzofen, then there's karbanas that don't necessarily have to be betzofen, as it relates to malika, the reisham is beach, lamayla, lamata. Point is, the Gemara is going to ask all these questions, and really it's going to be the primary topic of Dav Gimel. But for now, says the Gemara, l'chur masisim leik Reb Shimon, because our Mishnah has a whole Shulchan Aruch. When a mincha shleil l'shma is kashem, when a mincha shleil l'shma is pasul. L'chura, from this brisa, Reb Shimon said clearly, kol ha-menachay shenik mitzu shleil l'shman k'sheirois va'olu l'baylum l'shem chayv. And he gave a whole nice reason for it. But the bottom line is, isn't the Mishnah the like Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says it's not so poshut. And it's really totally in a three-way machlokes ha-mayron, how to understand Reb Shimon. So the truth is that this three-way machlokes ha-mayron is daf gimel maseches menachos. And the Gemara is going to discuss it in very great detail. But the Gemara brings it now, so we have to at least touch on it right now, and we'll understand it a little bit better when we go through daf gimel. The Gemara is going to ask Astir and Reb Shimon. There's another braisa, which we'll see in a moment, where Reb Shimon said clearly that there is a machshava shaloi l'shma that would pass even by mincha. And the Gemara says, v'rami de Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. It's Astir and Reb Shimon. One place I have a Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon says, kol ha-menachis k'sheiris, a whole lamdus. And then I have a Reb Shimon clearly, where Reb Shimon says, that really depends. And the Gemara gives three terutzim. Rav Ashi, Rabba, and Rava. Rav Ashi said that the only time that a carbon mincha is going to be kosher, according to Rav Shimon, is if I have in mind l'shem mincha acheres. So if I'm bringing a minchas machavas, and the machshava is minchas marcheshes, emphasis on mincha, not marcheshes. Obviously marcheshes, that's what makes the shleil l'shma. But you had to say the word mincha, or you had to think the word mincha. So if I thought minchas marcheshes, that's where Rav Shimon says it's kosher. But if I'm bringing a minchas machavas and I have in mind l'shem marcheshes, not l'shem minchas marcheshes, just l'shem marcheshes, over there Rav Shimon holds it's going to be possible. That's the way Rav Ashi reconciled the stira within Rav Shimon itself. Rabbi said, so again, let's go down memory lane. We know that anytime you talk about Shaloi Lishma, when it comes to Avoida, it means one of two things. Either Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailam. Shinui Kodesh means you had in mind the wrong carbon. You're bringing an Oila, you had in mind a Shlomin. You're bringing a Minchas Marcheshes, and you had in mind a Minchas Machavas. You had in mind the wrong Kedusha, the wrong thing. Shinui Bailam means you're bringing Ruvains, and you had in mind Shimon. So you got the right carbon, you just had in mind the wrong Bailam. Says Rabbah, that where Shimon's lumdis is all a lumdis in Shini Kodesh. Because as it relates to the Shini Kodesh, if I'm bringing a machvas, l'shem marcheshes, ma'aseh ma'ichichon, then I'm really bringing a machvas. So that's a svar that there should be no psul Shini Kodesh. What about Shini Bailam? Shini Bailam, Rav Shimon also is going to be possible. So that's how Rabbi answered this theory. You found a Rav Shimon somewhere that says Shaloi l'shma is possible? Yeah, of course. The whole lumdis, zilbasar timer. Rav Shimon's Dairish time in the crowd, the Gemara is going to say. So go based on the time. Rav Shimon's whole svara is Masel Meichichen Aleha. That's all the svar in the Shini Kodesh world, where it's Machas L'Shem Marcheshes, so it's Nikr that it's a Machas, not a Marcheshes. But Shini Bailam, it's not Nikr if I'm bringing Ruvain's Mincha, Shimon's Mincha, therefore there will be a Psul Shini Bailam. Rava is the third Teretz. Rava said there's a difference between Mincha L'Shem Mincha, Mincha L'Shem Zevach. Shimon only said as Allah if it's a Mincha L'Shem Mincha, not if it's a Mincha L'Shem Zevach. So again, our Gemara said that the mission that says that there's a Psul Shalei L'Shma by Mincha is the like Reb Shimon, who said there's no Psul Shalei L'Shma by Reb Shimon. But so the Gemara says, is that so true? Let's take the three pshatim that the Meiram gave to reconcile the steer within Reb Shimon himself. In other words, the three biurim in Shitas Reb Shimon Gufa. And let's see now, after further review, whether in fact our mishnah is like Reb Shimon. According to Rav Ashi, the Omer kam bekoyim it's machvas l'shom marcheshes, kam bekoyim it's minchas machvas l'shom minchas marcheshes, mas nisim muncha l'shom minchahis. Bishlam, according to Rav Ashi, it's not muchach that the mishnah is like Rav Shimon. Why not? Because had Rav Ashi answered the stira, he said that when did Rav Shimon say that there's no psul shaloi l'shma? That's if you had in mind, if you didn't say the word mincha. But if you say the word mincha, then there is going to be a psul shalei l'shma. Meaning the whole Reb Shimon that there's no shalei l'shma is when it was minchas machavas l'shum marcheshes. But minchas machavas l'shum minchas marcheshes, over there will be a psul shalei l'shma. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah gave examples of shalei l'shma. The Mishnah's example was shalei l'shma v'shalei l'shma is minchas chayte l'shem minchas nedava. Minchas nedava l'shem minchas chayte. So you're speaking out the word mincha. If you're speaking out the word mincha over there, if Rav Shimon's going to be Maida. So it's not the like Rav Shimon. It works very, very nicely with the way Rav Ashi explains Shitas Rav Shimon. Ella l'rabba v'rabba ma'yikalameh. Rabba who said Rav Shimon said his halacha by Shini Kodesh. Our Mishnah Shini Kodesh. Our Mishnah clearly can't be Rav Shimon. And Rava that said that Rav Shimon said his halacha when it's mincha l'shom mincha, our Mishnah is clearly talking about mincha l'shom mincha. Minchas marcheshes l'shom minchas nadava. So again, isn't the Mishnah like Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara v'chi temo. The Gemara speaks that kid the kamashani rabba kamashinu kodesh kamashinu bailim hamasis and shinu kodesh who our Mishnah shinu kodesh diktani ketz al l'shom v'shalay l'shom minchas chayti l'shom minchas nadava v'inami kid the kamashani rabba. You want to say like Rava said kam b'koim es mincha l'shom mincha kam b'koim es mincha l'shom zevach that. What was Rava's terror? It's Rav Shimon that says kosher, it's when it's mincha l'shom mincha. Rav Shimon that says potzel, it's when it's mincha l'shom zevach. Hamas nisa mincha l'shom mincha hi. Diktani shalai l'shom mishvam l'shem minchas nadav l'shem minchas chayte. Elo l'rabba v'rava says the Gemara, machfar to the masis and like Rav Shimon. You're forced to say according to Rabba v'rava that the Mishnah in fact is the like Rav Shimon. So let's just start the next Gemara. V'rami the Rav Shimon ad Rav Shimon. So we said Rav Ashi, Rabba, and Rava, who clarified Shitas Rav Shimon, clarified it based on a steer in Rav Shimon. So let's see the stira, and then we'll see all the terutzim on Daf Gimel. For Amid Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, the time we went to the Bais, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says Kodesh Kedoshim, Mikachatas Kedoshim, the Minchas Kodesh Kedoshim, always, and it's like a chatas and a nosham. Yeshem kechatas, yeshem nosham. Which one is it? Is it a chatas or is it a nosham? Right, you can't be like a chatas and a nosham. So what's Pashim Shah? It's Kodesh Kedoshim, like the chatas and the yosham. But the Gemara darshins. Sometimes a mincha is like treated like a chatas, and sometimes treated like an nosham. Minchas chayte harei kechatas, which makes sense. Who brings a minchas chayte? So minchas chayte is like a chatas. Afikach comes to shalei l'shma psula.
kichatos. Minchas nedava harehi ka'asham. Lefikach kimsa shaloi lishma ksher. Uka'asham, ma'asham kasha v'inamaratza. Just like the asham is kasha v'inamaratza. Af minchas nedava kshera v'inamaratza. What's the bottom line? It's a blatant stira. Here Rav Shimon says, all the menachos shenikbitzu shaloi lishma ksher is she'ena menachos doimus lezvach. And with a whole super lum this. And here I have a mefurish of Raisa, where the Raisa says that, being that the pasuk says the minchas like the chatos and the asham, sometimes we view it like a mincha, a chatos, sometimes we view it like an asham. It's viewed like a chatos because there's some menachas that shaloi lishma an apostle, and it's viewed like an asham because there's some menachas that shaloi lishma are kosher. So which one is it? Does Reb Shimon hold a mincha has a psul shalei lishma? Or does he hold there is no psul shalei lishma? The Gemara is going to bring three terutzim. It's Rashi, Ravashi, Rabba, and Rava respectively, the way we just spoke. Yeah, although the Gemara is going to bring the long version of it with kashas and terutzim back and forth, that will be Bezrat Hashem, the topic of Dav Gimel. But just to speak out one hara. And again, the Mahalach, in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos as it relates to the raid, will be to go through some of the raid we've spoken at again in Masechtas Zvachim, and hopefully Be'ezus Hashem, Ve'im Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. So the Gemara said that Kol HaMenachos Aksheirois V'loi Olu L'Bailum L'Shem Chayva Chutz Minchas Chaytei U'Minchas Kanois. The Gemara had a diak. Why does it have to say Ela Shaloi Olu? Could it not have said V'loi Olu? It's coming to teach me Halacha that if Mincha was brought and one of the Avodas was non-Shaloi L'Shma, it's also L'Shnuyeba. It doesn't give you the right to go now and do another Avodah Shaloi L'Shma. How do I know that? Ibai Seim Esfar, Ibai Seim Akra. But that's the Halacha. So if a carbon was brought Shaloi L'Shma in the context of where it's kosher, it's just like alu l'bayim l'shem chayva, so you're going to continue to do the avoidus. Can I think shaloi l'shma? The answer is no. You don't have a right to think shaloi l'shma. The achronim kler, Chavetz Chaim, the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaskel Abramsky, and Chazon Yecheskel, and the Brisker Rav, as we'll see in a moment, they all cler the same shaila. When the Gemara says, it's right in the beginning of Zvachim, and it's right in the beginning of Menachos, that a carbon that shaloi l'shma kasha v'loi alu l'bailam l'shem chayva, where the Gemara says asu l'shnu yeba, is it only shinui kodesh that's asu l'shnu yeba, or is it shinui bailam as well? So again, when we say that it's asur for a kohen to have a machshav shaloi l'shma, and if he has a machshav shaloi l'shma and impacts the carbon, it means two things. It means he's not allowed to think shinui kodesh, he's not allowed to think shinui bailam. If he's bringing an oila, he can't think l'shum shlomi. If he's bringing an oila for Reuven, he can't have a mind that Shimon should be the one that should have the ritzui from it. He has to have a mind that Reuven should be the one that's going to have from it. Shinui kodesh and shinui bailam is the idea that even though it's le'olu le'bailam Hashem chayva, still you're not allowed to have a machshava shloi l'shma. Only true as it relates to the shinui kodesh, or is it true to the shinui bailam as well? What's the stodei hashayla? There'd be mokim to say tainim da'achroinim that being that this carbon is anyways le'olu le'bailam Hashem chayva, so it comes out that there really is no bailam, right? Let the real owner stand up. There's no such person. There's no bailam. So if there's no bailam, how could you tell me that there's a halacha that you can't have in mind the wrong bailam? There's no right bailam to have in mind the wrong bailam. Once there was a machshava shaloi l'shma, so even though Reuven maybe was the one that was makdishin and he came with all the right kavanas to bring this carbon, it was going to satisfy his obligation to bring a carbon oila. But once the kohen messed up, he doesn't get any credit for it anymore. So he's not the bala carbon. To the extent that he's not the bala carbon, then maybe there's no halachin. It's still an oila. So maybe that it's an oila is still going to be a psul shinui kodesh moving forward. But shinui bailam, if there's no bailam, then maybe it doesn't make sense that there should be a psul shinui bailam. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky wrote a letter to the Brisker Rav. And in his letter, apparently he had sent him the Chazon Yecheskel on Masechtas Chulin. And together with the Chazon Yecheskel on Masechtas Chulin, he writes him a letter. And in his letter, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky wanted to make this argument. He wanted to say that even though it's the first Gemara in Zvachim, it's the first Gemara in Menachos, that where it's Shalei L'Shma, but Kashav Alayalu, it's also L'Shnei, but you're not allowed to have a Machshav Shalei L'Shma heretofore. Maybe it's only Shini Kodesh that you're not allowed. But Shini Baila, maybe it's going to be okay. Because there really is no Baila. And that was the argument that he made to the Biskarov in the letter. Biskarov wrote a letter back to Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. And in his letter back, he told Chatzkel it's a tois. It's Nishtemis. And he said, I'll prove it to you. His raya was from the Gemara Masech, this Nazar Daf Membez. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of a Nazar, who bashlomas nazirusai, when he finished his nazirus, he brought three karbanos, And after he brought his three karbonis, he was able to do his teglachas, and then it wasn't a nazir anymore. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, im gilach al achas mishloshnam yatsir, that if you only bring one of the karbonis, it's okay. And the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, not just that, but even if the karbon that you brought was shalei l'shma, specifically the shlomit, even if the shlomit was shalei l'shma, it's still okay. That's enough. A shlom of shalei l'shma is enough for the nazir to be able to go ahead and be megaleh. Said the briskarav. That's pashit, that the nazir, in order for him to complete his nazirus, he has to be the bala carbon of the carbon that's being brought. It has to be his carbon. And if it's not going to be his carbon, then of course he can't be megaleach. It has to be his carbon. Said the Rav, if the Mishnah says that emgilach al achas mishloshtam yatsa, even if it's the shlomim shloy l'shma, that means that when a person brings a shlomim shloy l'shma, it's zayin carbon. Now a shlomim is included in kol hazvachim that are kshirim, but v'loy alu l'bayin l'shem chayvin. It means a shalmi nazir as well. So if it's v'loy alu l'bayin l'shem chayvin, freik the brisker Rav, it's not his. If it's not his, how in the world could he be nishlam his nazirus? Just like I can't complete my nazirus with somebody else's carbon, I shouldn't be able to complete my nazirus with a carbon that's loy alu l'bayin l'shem chayva, because it's not my carbon anymore. Now it's just an adava. It's, I don't know whose carbon it is. We bring the carbon, but it's not my carbon. So if it's not my carbon, how's it complete? Said the Rav, you see from here that loy alu l'bayin l'shem chayva doesn't mean that the bala carbon is not the bala carbon anymore. He is the bala carbon. He just doesn't get credit for it. It doesn't satisfy whatever the underlying obligation was. As a result, he has to bring another carbon. But you want to know who the bala carbon is? He's the bala carbon. And being that he's the bala carbon, it's for that reason, it's pashit that it would be included. It's interesting, the briskarov over there, there's a lot of other interesting things in that letter. Apparently, briskarov was sick. He was suffering from asthma at the time. And Reb Chaim Moshe had sent a letter to the briskarov. He told him about a certain doctor in London, Dr. Adler, who was a big professor, and he apparently was a mumcha. He had done some research on medication for asthma, and the briskarov was trying to get a hold of this doctor. So he writes back to Pchatsky Lebramsky. He asked him, you know, maybe you can track down this doctor for me. He tells him, I'm not sure what you could do for me. Then Briskarov tells him, it's interesting, he said he wants to pay for the Chazon Yecheskel on the Sechta Schule. He says, I'm just not sure how to wire the funds to you. Like, you know, this is back in the day. So I'm not sure how to get the money to you. Either way, if you want to see the tshuva in its entirety, it's in Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, Chelik Tinyana, Simen Tesvav. It's a beautiful letter. It's a fascinating letter. Regardless, Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush. I was thinking, I think maybe there's a very, very stark raya to this shaila. And that is from a Gemara that we learned together at the end of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the halacha that the oir of a carbon oila went to the kayhanim. So the oir of a carbon oila always went to the kayhanim. So even though the oila was kulei kala, it means all the basar of the oila was kala. But as far as the oir itself goes, the oir itself, the skin, the atzamos, the kohanim were able to benefit from them. It was theirs. Once the zrika was done, the zrika was matter. And the Mishnah over there brings that when the Torah talks about this halacha that the oil went to the kohanim, it refers to the oila as oilas ish. And we learn from there that only the oila of an ish has a din to go to the kohanim, but an oila that's not oilas ish has no din of oira the kohanim. Says the Mishnah, and I quote, Kol shaloi zocha mizbeach b'fsara, loi zocha kohanim ba'or. Shenema oilas lish, oilas also lish. Oilas shenishchata shaloi lishma, this is what we need. Afal pi shaloi also lebailim, even if it wasn't all lebailim, oir le kohanim. The halach is, the oir goes to the kohanim. So that an oila that was brought shaloi lishma, what happens to the oir? It's kosher, but it's like alu l'bayilum shem chayfas. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah zvachin daf kuf gimel amin aleph. That what do you do with the ar? You give the ar to the kayhanim. The gemara in the bottom in a brayse says as follows: Yochol shani mar b'shenishchet shloy l'shma hayvali alu l'bayilum. I would have thought that it says oilas ish, and being that this oila is not alu l'bayilum l'shem chayfas, so maybe it's not oilas ish. So the gemara is explaining the behind the scenes of this Mishnah over here. What was the Havamina? What was the Shach of the Torah? I'll tell you what the Havamina was. Because it says in the Torah, Eilas Ish, that is the prerequisite in order for the din to be Eil Kayhanim. So if that's the prerequisite, I would have a Havamina that an Eil, that's Shalay Lashma, being that it's Lay Alul Labayin Lashayn Chayva, maybe it's not Eilas Ish, and as a result, it shouldn't go to Kayhanim. Says the Braisa Talmud Loimar, Ar Ha Eil Mikomach. It says Or Ha Oila. I mean that it says Or Ha Oila. That's Marba. That even though it's like Alu Lebaylum L'Shem Chayva, at the same time the halacha is it's going to be Or L'Kayhanim. So the truth is Yesh Lachar had to learn this Gemara. My Ashkafer Rishayna was back on Daf Kuf Gimel when we learned this Gemara together. The thought was that Luchura, from the fact that the Gemara thought that Oilas Ish is Mema'it an oila shalei lishma, what does that mean? It means there's no ish that's the bala carbon. Because if you're going to assume the lumdus of the brisker off, that said, that even an oila shalei olu l'bayil l'mashem chayiv, it just means that he can't satisfy his obligation with the oila. But if Avadi's the bala carbon, what was the havamina that oila's ish should be mamayit an oila? L'chura, who cares if Loyal Bayil Mashem Chayva? That just means that he has an outstanding nether, he has an outstanding pledge that he still has to satisfy. But why is it not Oilas Ish? Like Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, it's half of a fella. You want to know why it's not Oilas Ish? Because he's not the Bala Carbon anymore. You can even have a Shinei Baila moving forward if you would like to, because there is no Bala Carbon. As a result, it's not Oilas Ish. So L'chura, the Havamina of the Braisa is much more moving. Like the Chazon Yecheskel, like the Chatzkel Abramsky. But the way the Brisker Rav understood it, I'm not sure. What exactly is the Havamin of the Braisa? You could say that maybe that's all included in the Talmud Leimar. That when it says, Oir Ha'ila is not a new drasha. But maybe Oir Ha'ila is a gilui in how to understand the drasha of Oilas Ish. That the gedder of Oilas Ish is enough that as long as there... Either way, I think this Gemara right here is definitely a nice marimakim as it relates to this Shaila. And I'll tell you that Baruch Hashem, Shuvra Isi, I found in some of Rav Chatzkel Abramsky's Svarim that Hitaker brings this Gemara right here. Svachim Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Havamina that the Gemara thought that Kashav Le'olu Bayim L'Shem Chayva means that it's not Oilas Ish as a marimakim, as a riot to his Yisoid. Regardless, we have a beautiful Yisoid. In understanding the basic lumdis of the first halacha of Masechta Zvachim and the first halacha of Masechta Menachos. Kol haMenachos shenikmetzu shloilish mankshiris ela shloi olu b'ayin l'shem chayv. Does that mean that the original bala carbon is no longer viewed as the bala carbon, or maybe we do still view him as a bala carbon? L'mayin afkemina, would there be a problem of shinu b'ayin? The Gemara that says you're not allowed to think shloi l'shman the second avodah. What about shinu? Maybe there is no b'ayin. Oyer l'kayhanim is a tushtel. Briskerob brought a raya from the Shalmei Nazir where if it's shloi l'shma, it's still going to be kosher either way. So Baruch Hashem, a new Masechta, and a lot more raid to come.